to Bill Evans' death as the longest suicide in history, because he was just self-destructive in almost every way. But he hung in, and the surprising thing, it's like several of the great jazz artists somehow, in spite of all their addictive and other issues, just created unforgettable music. And Bill Evans is an example of that. His music is beautiful and inspiring to many thousands, probably, of jazz piano wannabes. At any rate, that's my historical segment for today, and it's brought us just bang on to the end of our second hour at 12 o'clock now. And, you know, and now to the question that I'm sure is on everybody's lips: what exactly are we listening to? Well, here's your answer.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. We will certainly do that. And I hope that those of you who were wondering about what you were listening to, well, there you go. Now you know. Okay. Moving on from our historical segment today, Miguel Zenon is a terrific saxophonist, alto player, generally known for inspiring music in the Latin vein, with, as his name would imply, but has worked with an awful lot of people and has some remarkable releases. His latest album is called Vanguardia Subterranea, which, if you sort of squint and listen a bit, it's about the Village Vanguard. And it is his first live album for maybe ever. And this quartet's been around for a long time, and it is their first ever live album from the Village Vanguard. Their quartet has pianist Luis de Perdomo, bassist Hans Glauischnick, and drummer Henry Cole. And they really are having a good time here in the audience. They're just interacting with the audience, doing wonderful stuff. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Coordinatus, and the second one is the title track called just Vanguardia Subterranea. The track Coordinatus has a sort of a backstory that's sort of interesting, I guess. If you think about it, it refers to Zenon looking up the geographical coordinates for the Village Vanguard and the birthplaces of each of the band members. And then he encoded the numbers into pitches. Are you following me here? Massaged the result until it sounded like the music he wanted and turned the band loose on it. The result is the four musicians play their origins at this famous location, and when they solo, they're each at home. Coordinatus. And the second track will be the title one, Vanguardia Subterranea. Here's Miguel Zenon and the gang playing where they came from, I suppose you might say.
Thank you.
Vanguardia Subterranea, the title of the album, the title of that track, and a reference to the Village Vanguard in New York, which is indeed subterranean in that you go downstairs to this very quirky, sort of elongated, triangular space that is one of the meccas of the jazz world and has attracted well, you name it, everybody in the jazz world at some point has ended up at the Vanguard. That was Miguel Zenon with his first live performance with his quartet, an album entitled Vanguardia Subterranea. Neat stuff. And it's 12:19 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Well, a change of style and mood now with an album that has really, really caught my fancy, caught my ear, and I have listened to it now a number of times. It is quite amazing, in actual fact, and peaceful, and just does everything that you can imagine. Satoko Fuji is a pianist, composer, arranger, prolific, has all sorts of incredible releases of everything from solo piano through to large ensembles, can play wild music, very, very out there, adventurous, great stuff. Her husband, her partner, is trumpeter Natsuki Tamura. And Tamura and Fuji together are a remarkable couple, I imagine, in all aspects, but certainly in the musical one. They have a brand new album that is simply called Ki, K-I, and a Japanese word that I have presumably means spirit, energy, life, mind, the flowing force that permeates the individual is one of the quotes that when I looked up the extended meaning. This is a duet album that is very different than what Fuji and Tamura are frequently releasing. It is quiet, meditative, takes its own time. There are silences. There are held notes, sort of a reverb fade that is very peaceful. And I tell you, the energy flow, that whatever, this is meditative music without in any way suggesting that it's just background music, because it absolutely is not. It is amazing music in its depth, but at the same time, it is peaceful and meditative. Enough of my blather about it. Why don't I just let you hear it? I'm going to play. Oh, I should mention there are 8 tracks, and I think 7 of them were composed by Natsuki Tamura, and they all refer to trees, various species of trees. Here are 2 of them, Hinoki and Kusanoki. I have no idea which trees they are, but I suppose I could have looked them up. It doesn't matter. This is beautiful music, whatever tree they're talking about. Here's Satoko Fuji on piano and Natsuki Tamura on trumpet with 2 tracks from Ki, and it is a very, very fine album.
Thank you.
That is very haunting music. It takes its own pace. It is definitely meditative, and it is of the spirit, and that is, of course, the title of the album, which is Key. The two people there, a couple, and in actual living together fact, as well as musically, Satoko Fuji on piano and Natsuki Tamura on trumpet. Very interesting album, that, and it is one that just settles into this aura of comfortable peace that I find very attractive. And it's getting on toward the end of our show now. It's 12:42 here in Winnipeg, Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, and a little bit of time to go yet, and I'm going to fill it in with a sort of a funny compilation, not funny, but an unusual compilation of music from a number of years ago that were put together in a sort of a cut and paste a year or so ago, and released as sort of one release from albums that had, the notes actually state, have largely been forgotten until they were resurrected for this compilation. Drummer Phil Haynes has done some excellent work, and I'm very increasingly impressed with his music. I've played probably in the last couple of years more than I have in the number of years before that, although he's been around for a long time. But he really has caught stride, if you will. and has a, as I say, there's a brand new album of his coming out in a couple of weeks that I haven't had a chance to sample yet. But this one is called The Complete American Recordings. That sounds rather impressive and overwhelming. What it boils down to is back in the 90s, throughout the 90s, he released two or three albums called Four Horns, Four Horns Lore, Four Horns and What, and then live at a setting in Boston, I think. But he has with him longtime collaborators, Paul Smoker on trumpet, multi-reedist Andy Laster, and a rotating cast, it says there. So it's one of those times where you're never quite sure who's on what track. With John Chikai and Ellery Eskelin on our brass players, those are the saxophonists, and brass players Herb Robertson and Joe Daly. And it's really interesting music. There are a lot of horns, and it's a varying a mood and whatever. I'm going to take us out with a few tracks. Some of them are fairly brief. That will take us to the end of our program at 1 o'clock today. So just let me say, for the last quarter hour or so before I play that, it has been a treat for me to share my music with you yet one more time, and I hope to be able to do it again next week, and I hope that you come back and join me. My name's Keith Black, and it is always a privilege for me to be given the opportunity to share my music with you every week here at CKUW. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope that your week goes well until we meet again, as the song says. And I will be back next Wednesday to continue the never-ending reality of the breadth of jazz that I will try and sample as much as possible for you. In the meantime, here's drummer Phil Haynes with a couple of tracks from, well, the first one's called Where Now, and that's a good point. Where Now? End of show. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in today. To take us out till 1 o'clock, here is drummer Phil Haynes and Four Horns from All Over the Place. Thanks again. Ha ha ha!
Thank you. Yeah.